Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
TV, conversations with leading experts in business. I am your host, Mark Stephen Pooler. We have incredible guests on the show today, and we also have the wonderful Dame Marie Diamond, who is a friend, and I've worked with her many times, interviewed her many, many times. So I'm really, really looking forward to a great conversation with Marie today. We're streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're also on the E360 TV network, going out to Apple TV, Fire, Android, Roku, and many more. We're also on MSP, newsglobal.com. We're also on Business Innovators Radio Network. And we're also streaming on MSP, newsglobal.com. I don't know how I remember all of those, but I always manage to do it. Let's bring in our incredible guest, Dame Marie Diamond. Marie, welcome to Brilliance Business TV. I'm really looking forward to a conversation with you.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me again. And I'm impressed with your memory.
Well, it's quite good, but it's through repetition, Marie. So firstly, where in the world are you? Because I know you are in London, Paris, the USA. So where are you at the moment?
Yes, I'm in Los Angeles right now.
Beautiful. So I know you've just launched a new book, Marie, which we've been promoting a little bit. I'd like to just share a little bit about your new book, Feng Shui, Your Life.
Yes, so Feng Shui, Your Life is out in major bookstores and on Amazon. And this is really a beginner's guide to use your home to attract the dream that you always wanted, the life of your dreams. And so what we have is that a lot of people are focusing on attracting their dreams, attracting their goals, and they are using their mindset, their visualization, prayer, hard work, doing all the right things. But then still sometimes they feel the energy is just not right or there's not enough flow. And they're actually forgetting one part of the law of attraction, and that is what is all around you. And so Feng Shui is really a Chinese energy system that's around for thousands of years that is really focusing on how to change the energy around you to actually support you in a subconscious way to manifest what your dreams are. And so I would say this is like an acupuncture energy system, but instead of focusing on the body, it is connecting with the body around you. It's your physical energy, physical environment. And so we all know that when we go to a certain place and we feel, hey, the vibe is so great here, I want to come back. And then there's other places where you feel like, oh, it looks great, but I just don't want to go back there. So there's something about the energy of that space. And we all know that for business, location is very important. Because if you have your business in the wrong location, then the clients won't find you. And that's both in the physical world, in the environment, like where you want to start a restaurant or start up a shop or even online, right? There is the location where you put your show, for example, where you put your books online. It is all relevant. But most people don't get is that it's not just your the location, but also what's in the location. So we know that about, for example, if you have a website, the website needs to look great, needs to have the right colors, the right vibe, the right clicks, and so on. So we are aware of the flow of your website, but people don't always get that it's also the flow of the home or your location of your business, what's inside it. When you come in, do you feel welcome? Are there the right colors and so forth? And so Feng Shui Your Life is really going into that, because I've seen that, you know, a lot of people use the law of attraction and don't get the results they want because they forget that their home is acting like a three-dimensional vision board. Any colors they have, the images that are around them, it's all influencing them.
I love that. And I must say, I went to have coffee with Marie in London, and she definitely gets the location right. It was in one of your clubs that you're part of, but it's like being in Buckingham Palace. It was just stunning environment. But also, you have a story about the Oscar as well. Could you share a little bit about that, Marie? Your camera has gone off, Marie. Let's just see if Marie can get her camera back on. I'm going to give Marie a little bit of time to get her camera back on. Shall we bring some of our guests up just until Marie comes back? So we have Dr. Karen Perkins, Dr. Annette Greenwood, Gwen Leppard and Lydia Kuleshnik. So firstly, we did the Expert Predictions collaboration, and this is totally out of topic, but do you want to just all share one of your predictions until we get Marie back into the broadcast? Let's start with Dr. Karen Perkins. Share one of your predictions.
Well, I predict that in 2024, spirituality will increase exponentially and explode even. We're finding more and more that it's not only important, but it is necessary for us to return to spirituality, to get in tune with our higher self, with higher powers. And as we do this, we're going to have more happiness, more joy, more peace in our life.
That is beautiful, and I agree, and we all need more peace in our life. Thank you for coming up, Karen, and till Marie managed to get back in the broadcast. Everyone else that come up, we will come back to you. Don't worry, and we'll come back to you as well, Karen. Let's get back to Marie. You have a story about the Oscars, Marie. Yeah. Do you want to share that?
Yes. Yeah, so in my successive action, when I came in about 22 years ago to live in the US, I put an Oscar and put my name on it, Marie Diamond. And I figured out, like, I need a couple of years to get there. So it was 2005 I put on it. And within a month, I attracted a real Oscar-winning client, but I also attracted within a year to be in a movie called The Secret that did not win an Oscar, but definitely reached more than 500 million people worldwide. So it's definitely Oscar level, I would say. But then one day I said, like, you know, the universe, I've been attracting nobody else than one-time Oscar winners. At that time, I already had like 10 Oscar-winning clients, but they all won one Oscar. So one day I said, there are Oscar winners who need more Oscars. So I put 3 fake Oscars out. And the next week, I was invited to the home of Steven Spielberg that had 3 Oscars. So from that moment on, I attracted actually several other clients that had 3 Oscars out. So what it means is that you have to put things around you that are a symbol of what you want to attain. And so if you want to create some success, then put already out in that vision board around you what you want to do and get it in your success section. So get to your free Marie Diamond app, and it's also in the book Feng Shui Your Life. And so there you need to put in that direction. It can be southwest, for somebody else east or north, what you want to attain. So it could be your awards, certificates, it can be your business cards, it can be the latest book, it can be your podcast show, anything you are aligned, or even starting with books on wealth and business leadership. So anything you want to attain, put something symbolically there that resonates with you.
I love that. And I know also you have just started on a major network TV series, Feng Shui Your Life. Can you share a little bit about that, Marie?
Of course. So it's coming out in the next weeks. And so Feng Shui Your Life is really, I come in somebody's home and I tell where they can really change their desk around or the colors or the images. But like an example of a woman, and she wanted to have a date for Valentine, and she wanted to be better at her business. And so we changed things around in her home, and within a month she had a promotion. She had four men asking her out for Valentine. So it was just so beautiful to, you can really shift things around you, and it shifts your mindset. And we all know that we go in a new space or we go in a new home, we set things up or we declutter energy around us, we feel better. So your home is responsible for 33% of the results of your business. So as you're taking care of that, you also take care of your business.
I love that. And it does make sense that your environment can really change things. So what we do on the inside really changes things, but also the outside in also changing things, having a great environment there as well. And is there anything else that you're working on, Marie? Because I know you are always working on something.
Well, you know, right now we're focusing really on the television show, but also, you know, promoting of the book, Feng Shui Your Life. So that's the key point. And there's another book coming out later this year. So, and these are books connected with Hay House. So I'm super excited for that. And so, yeah, just, you know, I'm traveling the world to share my knowledge and information. And people can find out more if there are new things coming up on the website, mariedamage.com.
I love that, Marie. And I would encourage everyone to go to mariediamond.com. For more information, go to mariediamond.com. Now, at the beginning of the year, we did a collaboration together for expert predictions for 2024. And we had guests that are going to come on now as well with us to share a little bit more knowledge around the campaign that we did in January around expert predictions. So we have the wonderful Lydia Kuleshnik, Gwen Leppard, Dr. Annette Greenwood and Dr. Karen Perkins. I'm going to start with Marie. Marie, could you share a few words of wisdom for 2024 that will benefit people's personal development?
Well, as a feng shui master, I always look at the Chinese astrology sign, and it becomes the year of the wooden dragon that starts now. And this is a year about passion and purpose. So we need to really allow ourselves to soar, to fly to the next level of our business, our next level of our human potential. So follow your passion, keep focused on your purpose, and your year will be amazing.
And may I ask, Marie, if you can remember a prediction that you shared, or do you have a prediction that you can share with us?
Yeah, it's going to be a year that's very powerful for women. And so this dragon year is really, I call it a female dragon. So it's literally the women will stand up, let their voice be heard, not just only in business, but also collectively. And at the same time, this year we'll also focus more back on saving and healing the planet.
I love that. And it's beautiful to heal the planet. I think it does need healing. We all need a bit of healing. So I'm going to move on to Lydia. Lydia, could you share a few words of wisdom for 2024 that will benefit people's personal development?
Oh, yes, of course, I'd be happy to. Well, we've been through a collective and individual initiation, you might say, of the last few years, a greater self-responsibility, a greater self-awareness, of remembering that we're each high spiritual beings who are here to own our power. So exactly as Marie was saying, to get in alignment with your passion, purpose, and mission, and really begin to have a relationship with and release fear. So one of my favorite quotes is, "My mission is greater than my fear." And fear is a whole long, long, complex topic, but we can have fear that is a healthy concern that we want to take action around and mitigate or manage circumstances. And then we can have fear that limits us, and that can be based on old beliefs, patterns, imprints that no longer serve us. So as we do more self-reflection, honoring ourselves and bring in tools to help us navigate through uncertainty, then we can more easily manage our fear.
I agree totally. Removing fear is just a really, really big thing in mindset and something that's really, really needed so that you can move forwards more positively. Thank you, Lydia, for your word of wisdom. Gwen, could you share a few words of wisdom for 2024 that will benefit people's personal development? Your sound is not on, Gwen.
There we go. Thank you so much. There you go. I thought you had me muted. Thank you, Mark. Such a thing to not be able to speak and be heard when you be you. And so that would be my number one word of wisdom, to be and to be you and love who you be. Because I believe that the purpose of everyone on the planet is to be themselves, beyond the patterning, beyond the programs, beyond the projections of others. And so if we can actually drop into who we really are, beyond all of that, all of those things that others have put on us, and breathe, start loving ourselves, spreading that love, raising our own vibration so that those around us can be able to raise their vibration as well, that is truly what will blow the ceiling off of your personal growth. There's so much suffering in the world, and a lot of that is unnecessary because we have the option to choose. And so many people feel stuck in not even being able to choose. And I'm just asking each and every one of you to, for one moment, choose love for yourself. And then another moment, choose love. And take a nice, easy breath. And notice how your body is actually able to breathe and bring love to you. Be you. Love who you be. Be your purpose. Thank you.
Be yourself. I love that, Gwen. That was beautifully said. Thank you so much for your word of wisdom. Let's go to Dr. Annette. Dr. Annette, could you share a few words of wisdom for 2024 that will benefit people's personal development?
I can, and thank you, Mark. Now, I know we're already into February, but I love the idea at the beginning of the year of having 12 months to create my visions and goals. And that includes stretching myself into doing something new and growing and challenging myself. So it can also mean making changes that can feel uncomfortable. So here's my little rule of thumb that I work to. If something feels off and it doesn't feel right in my gut or in my heart, I just don't venture into it. No matter how glitzy and glamorous it might seem on the outside, if it doesn't feel right in here, I know that I'm going off path. So I bring myself back. If it feels uncomfortable with some excitement and a bit of fear mixed in, then I think, right, I'm going to stride out and I'm going to find out more about this. Now, it might sound obvious, all this, Mark, but we can often overlook things, something new that might be calling us, and we're not hearing it because of all this emotional stuff going on. So I just believe to remember we need to be open to possibility. That's my tip and my rule of thumb.
Infinite possibilities and being open to possibilities. I absolutely love that, Dr. Annette. Dr. Karen, could you share a few words of wisdom for 2024 that will benefit people's personal development?
Thank you, Mark. I'm happy to. You know, for many years, spirituality was considered to be outlandish and odd. And over the past couple of decades, and Marie, thank you to you and the folks on The Secret starting that out. More and more people have begun to realize the extreme value and importance of the necessity of being in tune with their higher self, a higher power, in tune with spirituality. And our role in all of this is to grow ourselves, but also to help other people on their spiritual journey. How do we do that? We openly acknowledge that we have spirituality, that we're on our own spiritual quest, we share our experiences, and we just let others know that they're on the right path for profound internal joy and fulfillment. And by acknowledging our own spiritual growth, by strengthening our connections with our higher self and a higher power, by standing tall in the midst of naysayers, and by reaching out to others as they begin to continue their spiritual journey, we will find greater happiness, greater relationships, greater successes, well, greater fulfillment than ever before. And we've got a whole panel of wonderful guides here. And I say to people, should you or those that you're a role model for find a need for some extra help, reach out to a spiritual or intuitive guide like myself and the others on this call or on this show, and help, let them help you find that purpose and solid footing on your spiritual path.
I absolutely love that, beautifully said. And I think, yes, it's about connecting to that we are spiritual beings as well, and connecting to our higher self. And I personally think overcoming fear is a big thing, and having perseverance through struggling and hard times, when, because it's not always an easy journey. So you do have to persevere, facing those fears, overcoming fears, and also having a lot of self-compassion and love for yourself, because it's so easy to beat ourselves up as well. So I think that's really, really important too. I've really thoroughly enjoyed having a conversation with all of you. I'm going to take you out now and just have a few more words with Marie. Thank you, Dr. Annette, thank you, Gwen Leppard, thank you, Lydia Kalushnik, thank you, Dr. Karen Perkins. I thoroughly enjoyed your words of wisdom. Marie, thank you for joining me today. I thoroughly enjoyed having a conversation with you.
My last question,
firstly, Feng Shui Your Life, the book. Who's this book ideal for? Who should grab a copy? And where can they get the book from, Marie?
Well, this is for everyone that really wants to start looking at the law of attraction in another way, that they want to really go and manifest their dream life, and they have not practiced using their home, what is really practiced by the top people in the world. So they can get it in the good bookstores, they can get it on Amazon. It's published by Hay House, and I'm very excited for it because it has become already a global bestseller on Amazon. And so, but also that so many people have said, such an easy read. You don't have to have any background in that topic of feng shui, and you can practice it immediately because it's all connected with a free app. And so right away you can practice, and so many people have left amazing reviews on it. So check it out.
And once you've read the book, you have a totally new, beautiful way of looking at your home that's all in different places and all set up beautifully so that all the energy is right as well. Marie, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you so much, thoroughly
enjoyed having a conversation with you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for Brilliance Business TV, Conversations with Lee.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.